We are already at the passage Vayera, the second parsha of our forefather, Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes Avraham Oyavi, my beloved Avraham, the one who loves me so much. The good of Ava, of love, is when a person does something, not because he has to do it, because it's his utmost desire to do it. Many people do it because they do it. They're punished. They're like, oh, nice. I feel so much how much Hashem loves me and cares for me. And he created this whole world that I should be carrying myself to him. I'm going to do my utmost. Make sure that I can do that. With that, and that's a big thing. I hear you love Hashem, basic mamre, and creation, that's the real Kachim I did. This Bohu had Rahman, Avim, you know, after the Bishimura, and he wanted to rest up. Sikhavim changed the whole of the nature and made it so happy. Everyone was mitzvah. So much wanted to be able to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways and blessings. I don't do what I'm asked. I'm excited about it. That's what we say in the tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the need of Avraham Avinu. Ava chesed. I love doing chesed. That's something. Not something I just have to do. It's something I'm so excited about. After the Kafir Hashem and the Chanani sent the Malachim, changed the laws of nature again, made a Malach look like a person, because he saw how much Avraham Avinu loved it. It says, Hashem. Rashi says, Hashem was Mevakir Cholim. Because Baruch Hu gave him this message, how much Hashem himself is a chofik chesed, how much he likes and loves to do chesed. It's not the derech of the melech ma'achay and lochem to be mvaki choylem. He created the whole world. It's below his dignity. No, Hashem says, it's not below my dignity. It's the greatest, most dignified thing a person can do is care for others. If a person takes care of somebody, and someone was recently telling you that some tzaddikis that she deals with people that have all kind of mental problems and they're not clean and they're not pleasant. And she said she doesn't care. It doesn't make a difference. She loves it. She's just excited about helping people. She doesn't even pay attention to that. That's a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's not in the of my COVID. Because this is what Kodesh Baruch Hu is all about. Kodesh doesn't take him. He's always doing chesed. Because he loves doing chesed to us, and that's why we have to open up our eyes. Everybody has different things in their life that are not comfortable for them. We have to realize it's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kulei chesed, but there is his way to do chesed. And if he happens, there's going to be something good about it. The world situation now, it's all for our benefit. For us to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also emulate his mitzvah chesed. We're with him. We don't get distracted. We're not going to put our faith not in the doctors and not in the economists and not in the politicians. Not even in Trump. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who's running the world. So we're not going to tell you to all the wonderful people that did good things for us. But we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We want to emulate his ways. That's at the end of the parasha, has a famous Maisa Akeda. And we see once again the amazing nature of Avraham Avinu. The word that repeats itself the most is the word, Hineni, I am here. I am here, Rashi says, it's a Roshan of Hanover. Kachi ani yosem shel chasidim, Roshan Hanover, Roshan Zimun, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. And when Hashem came to Avraham Avinu the first time, Vayomer Hineni, number one. afterwards, later in the parasha, he puts the wood on Yitzchok. Yitzchok, his son, says, Ovid, once again, I'm here for you. I'm here for you. It's a son, but I'm here for you. It doesn't make a difference if it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu or his son, whether the person is greater than him or less than him. The same lesson of Anova. I'm nothing. I'm not an entity that has to be involved in myself. I'm here for you. And the most powerful one of the name is a little bit later on. Just think of Avraham Avinu as a person full of emotion, of excitement, for Avodas Hashem. Like we said in the beginning of the parsha, he was waiting just, I can't manage without Hechnos Docha. I want to do Chesed. Now he's, I get to see him at Kodesh Boch with the Shech, the son. For a second, maybe not even for a second, it sounds like the most devastating thing. I want to do Chesed and now I'm killing my son, the opposite of what I wanted to do. But right away, he realizes Hashem is a greater Baal Chesed than I am. And if Hashem told me to do this, kind of read something good. I don't understand it, but I go with Hashem. That's what our goal in life, to go with Hashem in every situation. Now comes the amazing thing. So Avraham Avinu, the whole way, is working himself up. I'm doing this for Man Shmo Yisboch. I know this is the right thing to do. It's hard, but I know it's the right thing to do. The Malach, that the Sultan makes the marble over the flood. No, it's not going to stop me. This is what Hashem wants. And he sets up the Mizbeach. And he ties up Yitzchak and he puts him on the Mizbeach. And he took his hand and put a knife in his hand. Can you imagine the tremendous excitement he had? That this is going to be the greatest thing I can do in my life. But the hardest thing for me to do about doing the Chinese Borach. And then suddenly, while he's totally overwhelmed with his emotions and excitement, suddenly he hears, if we'd be in a situation, we wouldn't hear anything. I'm so excited about, now, like the oil of this, go to the Smithsonian, don't bother me. And suddenly he hears, Avram Avram, and what is the answer? He made me. The same peace of mind, the same anova, the same readiness, if there's a voice in Hashemayim, I drop everything. All emotions and excitement, and I'm focused on what the Rosh Hashem is. And that was the biggest act of Yerushalayim that he did. He said that he named it at that point of the time, and he was able to stop himself. That's what the Brisker Rav says. That was the epitome of the witness Hashem. That's good. When the person's excited with the Hashem Shemayim, he still has his ear open. What is Hashem telling me? And he's able to stop himself in the split minutes. So many times the Yetzirah gets us and he gets excited about something. Oh, the same Shemayim, I have to beat this guy over the head or whatever it is. And we get caught up with ourselves and we don't think, one second, what does Hashem really want over here? Keep my ears open. And that's it. That's our Buddha now, for the spirit of our lives, the spirit of the world. Yes. I don't have to listen to things, you know, what we're talking about anyway. I don't know. I'm a Hashem. If I can get out of my house, other than come to shul, don't go to any other place. Come to shul, that's the safest place. If the doctor says it's also for you to go, don't go. At home. You know, I'm doing it. With my husband, with my wife, with my children, my emotions override everything. I'm here for our so we take it. The reason is a minute. And we remember the cry for it every single day. That's what starts our day. The point of that, every morning we get up with that. Hineni, Avraham Avinu, maybe we'll have more Hashpanos to the Hineni. I'm here with you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm going to control myself. Surely when I have a Machshava L'Shem Shemayim, which needs to be controlled, I'll do it in Kal V'Chomer. If I have and Machshava, which is not the right thing to do. He made it. I'm with you, Uncle Nishalohu. Your voice is always coming from Uncle Hashem telling us, I'm with you, you'll be with me, and we'll get past everything. So I have a wonderful Shabbat together with Uncle Nishalohu. Achutzko Hashem Yishavis. If you feel the Malkut of Hashem, then we can be sure. And once you have a wonderful Shabbat.
Shabbat,
Shabbat. Shabbat, everybody. Nice to hear you.